Good morning. I'm trying to figure out how we're going to go live on our Facebook VIP group. It says to
doesn't like
connect
it.
Streaming software to go live, but it says it's connected.
Well, sorry if we're not on that group today. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, because I can't do webcam or you won't see what's it called?
Oh, the pictures that we want everybody to see.
Yeah.
We've got some funny things to share today. I'm pretty excited about this.
I am too.
We recently downloaded a new program that lets us play with AI.
Oh, there we go. There we are.
Okay, yay.
So we're going to be able to go live on Facebook Live, Facebook VIP group as well.
Okay.
Fantastic. That's exciting.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure.
Yeah, we do have a nice little VIP group for all of our most loyal and loving fans.
Yeah.
Where we get to talk to everybody directly, which we love because it's great to get feedback and, gotten a lot of really good ideas from some of our most loyal customers.
It's just good morning, Deborah. The VIP page is just a smaller community because Facebook, their algorithms, it's like we lose a lot of the comments and stuff that are posted on the normal page. So
yeah,
the VIP group's a little bit closer to us.
Yeah, it just lets us talk to everybody a little bit easier and,
Yeah, but we wanted to show you pictures today, so I had to figure out how to do it with the studio in the group because they're changing all their technology constantly. It's really fun to figure out.
Oh, yeah. And every time we discover a new program, it's interesting. But I know we're pretty good at embracing technology. You're much better at it.
We're getting better.
Yeah.
Slow progress, right? That's all we got.
Yeah, for sure.
So this morning you just have Patty.
Hello.
And Britton. Lori is at a meeting, so she's not going to be joining us. So while she's away, we figured that we would play.
We usually do.
Quite literally.
Yeah.
We're also going to be R&Ding two new flavors. Good morning, Bill. Happy Wednesday. So why don't we try one of our flavors,
sure.
And then we can show you the trouble we got into.
Okay.
And tell you how we got into this trouble.
So right now we're developing next year's flavors for the boxes. So I got a big slew of flavoring delivered, and then DR Flavor flavored these up for me yesterday.
Your office kind of smells terrible.
It's super strong. So imagine just having like 10 different flavored coffees just all
mixing.
Colliding. I don't smell it anymore because it's just like that smell that you don't know that is there. But
When someone has like a really strong smelling lunch or something.
Yeah.
I was sitting in Patty's office and I'm like, oh my gosh, all this coffee is driving me nuts. It's too many smells all at once.
At least I didn't warm up old fish and chips or something.
That's true.
You're welcome.
We do appreciate that. We do appreciate that.
So this flavor is a currant flavor. Do you know what a currant is?
Isn't it kind of like a raisiny type thing?
So I didn't know what it was, but when I looked it up, it said it was like a raisin, a type. It kind of smells like, so Deborah, you might like this because I know you suggested a wine box before. It kind of has wine notes, in my opinion.
Okay.
Like I could like almost do a Moscato flavor out of this.
Yeah. I don't know that I've seen a currant, but I thought there was something like a plum, grape, prune, like somewhere in that like line of
fruit. I think that the British like it.
Currant?
Yeah, currants.
Okay.
And then Logan looked it up because he said, aren't currants not allowed in the United States? And he said,
what?
It used to not be because there was
interesting.
A fungus that grew on them and they thought that it was killing pine trees. But it turned out maybe that's not true or no longer the case. And now currants are allowed in the U.S. again.
This kind of reminds me of like a sangria.
Mm. I love sangria.
That's what it tastes like is sangria.
And it super reminds me of like the huckleberry flavor a little bit too.
Yep, kind of like huckleberry, but I feel like there is a little bit more depth. Like they were banned in the late 1800s. Thank you, Logan.
Yes,
very helpful.
Okay.
He is over on YouTube. You guys, if you haven't subscribed on our YouTube channel, even if you don't really watch YouTube, that's okay. If you could subscribe to our channel, that would be super awesome.
Yeah.
We only need a few more people to be able to have all the features.
Yeah.
First place that allowed New York in 2006.
That's interesting.
They were banned for that long. Hmm. Sangria is my favorite. I like sangria too.
Deborah, I had a raspberry sangria on Saturday and it was like they put Sprite in it too.
Interesting.
And it was like Moscato and raspberry and peach schnapps and Sprite.
Mm. Yeah.
It was so good.
Benton Winery and Brewery always has good sangria. They change it up for the season too.
Oh, nice. We went to that Real Seafood Company up in Bay City because it was our anniversary. Okay. So scallops were so good. They were like butter.
Yeah. Butter. We went to Deer Lake Inn for our anniversary.
Oh, nice.
It was so good.
Where's that at?
It is on Dixie Highway down towards Clarkston.
Okay.
But they used to have a restaurant. It's like a chain. Well, it's not a chain. It's a restaurant tour or whatever.
Yes.
And I cannot remember the name, but my parents knew it right off the bat.
Okay.
And there was one in Grand Blanc. And my mom immediately goes, the bread was so good there. Yeah. And I was like, yes.
Cruz-a-mere kind of thing?
Yes. It's a Cruz-a-mere restaurant. Yes. That's exactly what it is.
Okay. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. Cruz-a-mere. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Like, I wasn't around, probably, or we didn't go to super fancy restaurants, but it's one of their restaurants.
Yeah.
And it was fabulous.
What'd you order?
That's a great question. We got, like, this lobster cheese dip something for the bread.
Yes.
And then I ended up getting, which I don't normally order chicken, but I got chicken that was stuffed with crab cake and covered in the lobster cheese sauce with cheesy, like hash browns.
Really?
Yeah.
That's kind of an odd pairing, but it sounds like delicious.
Yeah, it was. You had two options and I can't remember the other option, but when he asked me, I started to say the cheesy hash browns and then I went to go for the other option. He goes, trust me, you want the cheesy hash browns. He was so right. It was super good.
That sounds good.
Ooh, cherry frozen sangria.
That sounds really good,
Deborah. I like a good spritzer.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Yeah. So that was our anniversary dinner.
Yeah,
that sounds nice.
Delicious. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I like that current flavor. I could see that coming to the box next year, maybe in some form.
I really like this flavor.
Yeah.
It's definitely not a dud. What she's having. Yes.
Sangria is for everybody.
All around.
Yeah.
We actually went to Northern Michigan, not to the UP, but to like Northern Michigan this past weekend camping.
In the Lower Peninsula.
The Lower Peninsula.
And in Michigan, we say, this is Michigan, and here she went.
We were like, well, it's not thumb side, it's this side. So I don't know if it's backwards to you guys, but regardless, we were like all the way up here. Yeah. My nails are all coming off, whatever. And there's tons of cool little breweries and stuff in Michigan, and they always, especially this time of year, they have fabulous ciders.
Yes.
All sorts of ciders.
Yes.
So we got to try, we did like tasting flights of all these ciders and stuff. It was great.
I would love that.
Yeah.
Sounds delicious to me.
It was a fun little trip. We did not find any Petoskey stones, despite looking at multiple beaches.
I heard of like this secret beach that I want to check out somewhere in Michigan where they're just like known for rocks. And somebody gave directions to it the other day. And I was like, that'd be cool because she had all these like geodes and just the Petoskey stones and the glow-in-the-dark rocks. And
oh, the Uperlite ones?
Yes.
Those are cool.
And I was like, man, she got like all the rocks because, I mean, you know, we have them here. So I'm like, oh.
In the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, if you take a black light, especially at night, you can go down to the beaches and shine it and you will find these lights that glow.
Yeah.
They're called Uper lights or Uper rocks or whatever. They're so cool.
And then North Michigan is just fun in general.
We went to a couple cool rock beaches and Hillary was shocked that we did not find any Petoskey stones.
Yeah.
But we did find a ton of really cool rocks and we started tumbling them.
Oh, nice.
Yesterday.
You have a tumbler?
We got a tumbler.
You're like, and a new hobby that we didn't know we needed.
Well, we've been talking about a rock tumbler for a long time.
Okay.
We have, my kids bring home a lot of rocks.
And it just like is a barrel that just like shakes the rocks and makes them smooth?
You put grit in it.
Oh, okay. So is it liquid?
Well, you put water in.
Okay.
But think of kind of like sandpaper when you're sanding wood, how you start at like a higher grit and then you like work your way down and then there's a polish at the end.
Yeah.
So it's the exact same process, but you put it in a barrel with water and grit and some media. And then, like, plastic or ceramic that helps, like, get into the grooves of all the rocks.
Oh, okay.
And each stage takes, like, at least a week.
Is it really loud? And does it tumble the entire time?
It has to tumble the entire time, and it's in the garage. So
Okay.
It's not that loud.
Okay.
I didn't think it was that bad.
Yeah. Okay.
But I'm not patient. So that's going to be an issue.
Because I'd want to check on it, you know?
Yeah, and we were watching a woman on YouTube, and she would check on it after a week, but a lot of times it needed 2 weeks, and so then she'd have to use more grit and stuff.
So she interrupted the process.
That's expensive.
Yeah.
Well, technically, it should only take 8 days, but some rocks are harder and softer, and it's a whole thing. I don't think we're going to be that particular about it. She sells them. We don't.
Right.
They're just for us.
Yeah.
So, and I kind of like the natural look of the rocks anyway.
Yeah.
But we got into a bit of trouble in the last 2 weeks. So there's a program that Sedona uses to make TikToks, but it can do so much more.
Yes, and we discovered what more really meant.
Yeah, so we started playing around. You can take our product pictures, and basically you load them in, and then you write this little brief telling the AI system what you would like.
Yes.
The photo to be. So, of course, you know, we start out like, oh, coffee on a nice kitchen countertop with a coffee maker. Yeah. And it gives us some results.
Yeah.
And some of them are pretty good. Yeah. And some of them are not so good.
Some of them are odd. Like, AI, guys, is not ready. Like, it does some things.
Yeah.
It's not fully ready. It's not ready to take over the world yet.
I mean, of course it's that. And it really depends on what you put in.
Yeah.
So this very quickly, as you can imagine, devolved into
mass pandemonium,
all sorts of
insanity.
But they do have settings that are like pre-made settings that you can click in. Morning, yes. Jennifer.
Hey, Jennifer.
So we did start with some pre-made settings, and we're gonna go ahead and show you some of the photos that this generated and tell you a little bit about the brief that we put in. So this is the first photo. And
I thought we told her to put dragons with this one in a castle.
Well, the preset was castle.
Okay. Is that gold around it?
I believe it may be gold of some sort. And we just picked a random photo for this because we were just wanted to see how it worked. So the preset was castle, which quickly turned into dragons, of course.
Can you imagine though if you came to our website and you saw this picture like on our website?
And it generates 4 photos each time.
Yes.
So some are hilarious and some actually are really good and some are just like what is happening.
Yeah.
So this devolved into dragons.
With wings apparently.
So as you can see, we got a raven.
Yeah. We asked for a dragon. We got Dracula's castle, and
it even looks like a tiny sand castle or something.
Yeah.
On like bricks. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
What a weird thing.
But we didn't get a dragon.
We did not.
So we had to try again for dragons. And we still got ravens.
We got the gold.
We did get gold. Look how are those like
they're
macarons?
Like they look like gold cookies.
Gold cookies. I'm not really sure what this was supposed to be.
Yeah. I'm going to say this was an AI fail, though.
And look how big our coffee is next to the castle.
It's like
I can't tell if the
Gulliver.
Castle's...
Yeah.
I mean, if those birds are that big, then the castle's got to be pretty small.
Yeah. Well, and that to your point, I thought it was like a sandcastle. The rock that it's sitting on looks really good, though.
It was not very good at scale.
No.
At all.
No.
It would make a bag of coffee like as big as a coffee machine, and it was getting a little wild there on the counters.
And it was just weird like what liberties it took with things. It was like, nope, that's not what I asked for.
Big in flavor. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
And so then they had a picnic setting, which we were fully unprepared for. So this is what happened when we clicked picnic. And we got really carried away. There is a ton of these photos.
With a bear in it?
With bears. But it would only let us upload 40 for the purpose of this video.
Oh, my God.
But trust me, we have hundreds.
Can you, I mean, just again, if you're just scrolling on our website and you saw this picture, like, would you be like, what's wrong with these people? Or?
Well, even figuring out, okay, so you've got, like, fruit on this tray and then bread.
Yeah, it goes together. Is that oatmeal?
I believe it's like oatmeal in a coffee cup.
Yeah. Yogi Bear.
And some of the bears were like real bears and some of them were like stuffed bears. It was a full gambit of bears.
Yeah.
But I just thought it was hilarious how it was always a bear.
Yeah.
In a picnic photo.
Like apparently, like you said, Bill, Yogi Bear must be so ingrained in culture that you can't do picnic without bear.
We are right now enjoying black currant.
Mm-hmm.
Which actually, is actually really good. Here. You have breakfast blend. Yeah. I almost grabbed a cup, but I knew we were trying coffee too.
I know. I really don't need any more caffeine in my day, but here we are. Butterscotch coffee is really good though.
Apparently, if you ask AI for a picnic, this is what you're going to get with a bag just floating in the middle of space.
Is that jam at the top or the bottom, or is that like a Coke?
Honestly, I don't know. I don't even know what this green stuff is. And those like blackberries.
Giant blackberries
compared to the mug. Are just hilarious.
Well, it's weird because it's like a bowl on top of a mug.
Yeah.
Just bizarre.
Thoughts.
AI, you're not ready. Irish cream cheesecake. Excellent so choice. Good.
We should try our other one, actually.
Yeah.
Here. So our other flavor that we brought today is a bourbon pecan torte.
Yeah. There you go.
It kind of smells like, ooh, Kona. You're getting spoiled today.
Oh, love it. Kona's so good.
It kind of smells like caramel pecan pie.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
I'm not sure if it's that much different or not.
Yeah, I don't know either. And so then my mom, we started asking it more specific requests and going away from, Duff Punch. That one was one of my favorites, that like dark, dark chocolate.
Yeah. That one, we're kind of playing with bringing that in full time. I'm not sure if we will or not, but we've kind of talked about bringing that one in more.
That does not taste like caramel pecan pie, though.
No. It has a cinnamon to it, though.
And, like, almost a sweetness.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. It reminds me of... Oh, gosh. It reminds me of some... I guess more like an actual pecan pie.
But I'm tasting the bourbon in it, which I very much like. Yeah. What do you think about a bourbon flavor, Jennifer? I think it sounds pretty good.
You can taste the bourbon.
Oh, and the smell of caramel pecan pie is one of my very, very favorites, Brandy. Oh, love that. Actually, that's one of my like...
Oh, yeah. Caramel pecan pie.
Top 10 for sure.
Yeah.
Caramel pecan pie.
When we released that, we were so excited about it.
It's such a good flavor. This one I could see making into a box next year.
Oh, for sure.
Right? Both of them, actually.
They're both good. Mm. And you guys have been with us. We've tried a lot of flavors.
I got a lot more to try, too.
To randomly pick two and have them both be really good.
Yeah. Well, I told you, I was kind of experimenting with that other company, and their flavors were pretty weak. But the company that we use, like, their flavors are pretty solid. Company. So
yeah.
Yeah. And they're good about getting me all the samples. Yeah.
So next, I'm sitting in my office making good progress on my work. And then... Lori, my mom, and Logan come and sit behind me. And this just evolved into all-out silliness. So we started off pretty mild. Puppies. Everybody loves puppies. Again, this box is huge compared to that puppy, though.
I mean, is the puppy's paws really odd, too? Like, are they, like, not lined up with his body, kind of?
Yeah, I kind of see that. That's interesting. I did not notice that before.
You poor, cute, sweet, deformed puppy.
But still cute, nonetheless. Mm-hmm. So then we end up with more puppies because why not?
Why not?
This puppy looks really long. Or is that supposed to be another puppy behind it?
I feel like it's one very long, slinky dog that has like
a slinky dog.
It also probably has six legs. Let's be honest. It's AI.
Yeah. So puppies. Yes. Pretty mild still. Mm-hmm. And then my mom really wanted sloths. I will say
sloths are cute.
The first like 20 times we asked it for sloths, it had no idea what to do. So I tried to get really specific with the sloth edge that I wanted in the photo.
Okay.
And it spit out some super cute photos. Absolutely unrealistic.
Okay.
5,000% unrealistic, but super cute. Look at it. We don't even care that these are AI. Just so you know, we are using these.
Are we? Okay.
Oh, absolutely.
I love that.
I mean, how cute is that little sloth?
It's pretty cute. And it looks like it's just in the jungle, chilling with the sloth.
He's so cute.
So cute.
And then another sloth. There's a few sloth pictures.
I'm gonna say some of the sloths got creepy though.
Some of them looked more like stuffed for sure. Again, we have hundreds of these photos, and we just chose some.
Okay, so there is a movie called Slaughterhouse, in which a sloth moves into a sorority house and kills all the sorority girls.
He's a little creepy.
And I can't look at sloths the same way now.
I think this sloth's a bit creepier.
This sloth is making eye contact with me, and I don't like
serious
it.
Serious eye contact. Yeah,
I don't like it.
That's intense. I might be with you on that one.
That one I needed to not stop looking at me. And but this one's looking at me from
cute.
The side.
He's a not little looking better, at you. Yeah.
But I think he's
that
looking
one's
at,
creepy.
Yeah. That one's looking in a couple different directions.
Yeah. And again, we know these look really fake. We don't care.
Yeah. We're here for it.
And then this one was so random.
What's like, wrong it, with its what head? Is it? It looks like a snake sloth.
Is it like a?
Is that
a statue?
Is that cut up celery in the front?
I think it's bamboo. Do you think?
I don't
it's
know.
It's gotta be bamboo, right?
I mean, also I thought that was supposed to be a sloth, but you know.
Yeah, this one's wild.
Just insane.
There was a really cute one. But it was so weird. It put the coffee, like, on a big white bedspread. And there was, like, a sloth, like, peeking over the bed, kind of. It was so random.
Oh, my gosh.
So these were really cute. And then Logan.
Oh, God. This is the best.
Decides that he wants a shark. And so we ask AI in the simplest of terms for a shark. And it pops up 4 photos. So 3 photos were honestly just our coffee on, like, a beautiful coffee table. Yeah. Some of them had books stacked up, which may have been books about sharks. I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
But the 4th photo, we pretty much lost it. It just put a shark on a plate. Like, not even, like, a full-size shark. It just, like, threw it on the plate.
Every time I see it, I just don't get it. I'm like, oh my God.
I just want to know what the thought process of this picture was. Like, how did its brain develop this and think it was okay?
And the problem is there is no brain behind it. AI is not ready, folks.
It's
not ready.
It's just in a living room scene.
Oh. Oh, that one is so
with
great.
With a shark. With a
Look
shark
at its little
on
teeth.
A plate. Yeah. We were laughing so hard when this photo popped up that, like, I don't even know what the office thought we were doing.
I'm going to find out how to get one of those made for you and just put it in your office. A just shark a
little,
on a plate.
A little shark on a plate. So many words are
printers
escaping
there.
Me. But that we were dying.
Oh, God, yes.
When it gave us the shark on a plate.
It was so great.
It had just encouraged us to keep going. Honestly, a lot of the photos got very silly.
We may have wasted a half a day doing this.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But then we asked for more sharks because how can you not?
Yeah.
And we ended up with this.
Flying sharks?
I can't even tell if they're sharks. They're like, this like looks like
You're
a stingray.
Right. Yes.
And maybe some goldfish. Oh, come on. Now that's a baby shark. That is a baby shark.
You
got to
sing the song, Bill.
Like, what were you going to do? Drink out of it?
Yeah.
It looks like it's supposed to be a coffee cup.
But I'm going to say, without the sharks in the background, it's quite a nice, like, coffee ripple, you know?
Yeah, except how would the water even come up from that one specific spot if you're dropping a box like that perfectly into the water?
You know, there's things that don't
Wild.
Make sense. Yeah.
Wild.
Yeah, things that don't make sense.
So we have some flying
Objects.
I mean, this one does look like a stingray. That maybe could be a shark.
The one all the way to the right looks like a seagull or something.
Oh, yeah, kind
you
of.
Know? It was just like, maybe it's like the shark is chasing all of those things and they all jumped out of the water at once.
Yeah. I will say I do know. Think with this one, we finally accomplished what Logan was looking for. And we got a shark.
It's just so random. And then you got the full splash.
I do like, though, how it takes the box and it ripples it in the water in front of it.
Yeah.
Nice distortion AI.
Do you know what I noticed, though, about – okay, so I think the anytime it does a reflection, it usually looks like it has Chinese letters.
Oh, you're right.
Right? I've been noticing that. Like, it does it, and it like...
It totally took the...
Yeah.
You're right. It's not an actual reflection.
Yeah. It's like Chinese letters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
So...
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
It even spaced them out really weird right here.
Yeah.
I'm acting like you can see what I'm doing. I'm moving my mouse over parts to show Patty parts of the picture, just in case you're wondering. So, yeah, this is the best attempt that we did get at a shark. I mean, I think the best is the one on the plate.
I agree.
But we did finally kind of get a shark.
Yes.
A very toy shark.
Yes.
And then Patty was playing around. Oh, I guess I didn't get all of these in order, but that's okay.
Yeah, they're all over the place.
So what did you ask for?
I told it to do a very romantic, like, white chocolate strawberry with champagne.
Oh.
And there are gold strawberries sticking to the side.
Yeah, what are these white things?
I think it's I have no idea.
Holding it up.
And no idea.
No champagne.
No champagne.
It's just, like, floating in space.
Yeah. Really bizarre.
Really bizarre. And it looks like you tried a few attempts.
I did. I was like, no, this isn't right. Give me something else.
And you've got coffee smaller than a strawberry. Yeah.
I think I told it like Valentine's Day too. I'm like, you know, think Valentine's Day. Oh, I asked for Cupids. That's right.
Cupids?
I asked for Cupids. And I did not.
You did not get Cupids.
Get Cupids. I don't think that AI can compute the very real mythical Cupids.
It took some work in the briefs to kind of get.
Yeah.
Get what we were looking for.
I kept trying.
That's not terrible.
Yeah. You know, that was more the romance, you know, vibe.
Romantic dinner.
Yeah. Because I was like, you know, show me romance, you know.
I kept telling it to think about scale.
Yes.
Because
I didn't do that.
That's been an issue in most of these.
Yeah. And how big things are.
But that's prettier.
But then this one gave me like strawberry milk.
And a bag smaller than a wine glass.
Yeah. Like, hey. The coffee is not pink, but strawberry milk is here.
Oh my gosh. I do like these glittery strawberries.
Though. Yeah.
Those are fun.
But they do kind of, if you look at them close, they just kind of look weird. Like,
oh,
they look
sure.
like they're like styrofoam spray painted with glitter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yes.
Good job, Patty.
So this one, I said that I wanted kangaroo.
Oh, is that what it's going for? Is a kangaroo?
Is that a purse made out of kangaroo?
Oh my gosh, what if it is?
I don't know because I think it did a couple purses.
It did put a kangaroo
yes,
on the cup. Is there maybe a brand of purse called the kangaroo?
No idea. I think I just had like the coffee with like kangaroos.
Okay. Yeah.
And then gave me another purse.
Another purse.
So,
oh, look at how bad that cup looks.
Horrible. I'm kind of concerned that these purses are supposed to be made out of kangaroo at this point.
You think?
Yeah. But I asked for like, oh, I asked
it's
for like.
It's kind of just the big pouch. That might be where it was going,
so, Belle. So, you know what? I think I did ask it to have like a Joey in the pouch because Alex asked for kangaroos.
Oh.
I think Alex asked for kangaroos. So on our VIP page, we asked for ideas and I think he said kangaroos. So I think this is what I got because he said like Joey in a pouch.
Okay.
So then I think the next one gave us. Oh, a little bit more of that.
Well,
yeah.
What did it add?
No idea. Not in English, clearly.
That's wild looking.
Uh-huh. And like the baby kangaroo is like almost as big as the mama kangaroo. I don't know at what point they had to get out of the pouch, but I think it's time
to
evict that one.
Uncomfortable. Oh my gosh.
She's going to have a bad back if she keeps carrying that baby Joey.
Like, how about I just add it? It almost looks like it added like a, I don't even know. Those are kangaroo leather purses. Logan. They might be.
I hope not.
That's crazy.
I hope they don't make anything out of kangaroos.
So I'm assuming this was maybe a dolphin
request. Okay, so Deborah asked for, I think, dolphins.
Okay, Deborah.
So the creepy dolphin on sand, no less. The beach dolphin is peeking.
Beach dolphin?
Yeah.
They sell them all over online.
Okay, well, I don't want one.
I don't want a kangaroo purse either. Okay, so we got a dolphin. That's not, I mean, it did give us a dolphin.
It did give us
and
a dolphin.
And it looks kind of like a real dolphin. Now, these shells are huge.
Does that shell have a tail?
That's what I was wondering also. It does look like it has a tail.
And fins maybe on
and
the side?
How tiny is that dolphin?
Oh, you're right. What is up with the sand texture?
Oh, you're right. I didn't even see that.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And these are more from the same. So this
there you go, Deborah. More dolphins.
But okay, so look at the glass on this side. And like, is it a floater? like of yellow liquid in that cup.
Of in what? A, in a rock?
And yeah. And
it looks like they put a dolphin in like a bourbon glass.
Yeah. Like the, because there's like spray in it. So I think like the dolphin just lives in the bourbon glass.
Oh my God. Wild. Okay. This was a dolphin request also,
yep,
I assume.
Yep. This is one of the dolphin requests.
So coffee just floating. Oh, the rocks are also floating on water. In yes. case you were wondering.
Rocks float. Do you know this?
I do now. You should definitely believe everything you see on the internet.
Everything on the internet is real and you can't tell me otherwise.
Rocks float.
You can make That's it do anything.
Something.
Oh, okay. And this was another dolphin one, but what is it? Like, what are those things on the side?
Back to the sand texture.
Yes.
I mean, this obviously is a mug just, again, floating in space.
It looks like a deformed, like, surfboard or something. I don't
know. And then,
know.
Yeah, what are those
No
things?
Idea. No idea.
That's something.
Yeah. It's super bizarre.
AI. Oh, these were more. Here's more sloths that should have gone up in the sloth section. That's a creepy sloth.
That's a super creepy sloth.
That one looks terrible. Yeah. He's like in the box.
He's just chilling on the box. Like, what up?
Yeah. Oh, that's creepy.
Oh, so creepy.
Okay. I'm not a fan of that one. Yeah. Oh, he's cute.
He's
though.
A lot better.
I mean, the box still looks terrible, but. Yeah. Or like very floaty.
Yeah.
But he's cute. Yeah. I'll take him.
Yeah.
Okay. So is there a backstory behind this next one?
I don't remember what I was doing. I really think that I blacked out and pandemonium just took over because.
Just ensued completely.
But I'm going to say though, they did a good job with complimentary colors on this hot air balloon.
Sure. But why is it on a hot air balloon?
I don't know. And I don't remember what I asked it for, but. Yeah.
And you must have kept asking because there is. Quite a few.
I really wanted what I wanted, but I don't remember what I wanted. Yeah. Oh, there's people in these there's little tiny like balloons that aren't even big enough to lift up.
I
that
think they're attached
basket.
To the big one. Like, see, like oh, I think yeah. they're attached to it.
I've never seen the tandem.
Man, you
sidecar.
Really wanted this hot air balloon.
I
thing.
Really did.
Wizard of Oz, maybe.
That could have been it. I feel like I blacked out and just
you
let
were,
it take
you were
over.
Committed to this. It's very pretty. It's yes. a very pretty picture without yes. our coffee. It looks like somebody, like, you know, when you paste into Word and I'll just paste all images
yes.
on top of each other.
Yeah.
That's what it
that's
looks
what
like.
It looks like. Yeah. The next ones, I asked it to do space and like the Milky Way.
Oh.
So this, I think, is supposed to be like a flavor explosion in space, but also looks like a burnt marshmallow a little bit.
It looks like something.
It looks like a pile of something.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So that's our coffee if it were in space.
Yes. This, if you ever wanted to know what space coffee looked like.
That would be it. Huh?
Yes. Yep. Followed by the rest of these. They're all space.
More space.
Yes.
That's kind of cool, except you can't see our bag.
Right.
But I like the photo behind it.
I feel like it's a black hole.
It might be a black hole.
Yeah.
It very well might be.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's something I do like. I like these, but they're not space. It's not space.
Yeah.
It's just pretty.
Well, like, what's next to it? Is that like a jewelry box or something?
That's what I was wondering.
Right? Like, I don't understand what it is.
A space donut.
Yeah.
It did look like a space donut, Logan. I like that. I'm on a space donut.
I ought to would like
so,
a
yeah,
space donut.
So, yeah, that's pretty.
Yeah. That they.
Is this space also?
This was also space. Yeah, but like, look how the bag looks like it imploded.
Oh, over here. I think yeah. it's supposed to be something behind it, but you're right. It does look like it.
It made the bag
just,
shiny.
Like, dragged the side of it
yeah.
out.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm not sure. Was it trying to make it like a space rock?
That's a question for AI.
Ugh.
So on the next ones I asked, because I did sea salt caramel, I asked it to do like a beach.
Okay.
And it gave me some weird, creepy stuff.
Brett mentioned we should do a Kraken, and we forgot to do that.
This one?
Oh, that's kind of pretty. I mean, it's very not to scale.
It's not to scale at all.
But I like the shells.
But then the next one, it gave me mermaid hands.
Oh, wow. Those are super realistic. Look how...
Is that like a gold spray painted, like, blob shell?
I think it is a shell, but look at this finger right here. I know. I think it's supposed to be like
it's way
like bent. Shorter I think than it's the... supposed to be like
well, but where's bent? The knuckle on that hand? Like it's just like one like
like okay.
That is not a human hand, but I guess we don't know what mermaid hands look like, right? I mean, we don't.
To be fair, I've never seen a mermaid hand.
Mermaid hands could look very different. We don't know.
Well, and I mean, so the hand on top, too, has the same issue, doesn't yeah. it? Well, maybe not. Maybe it, those it, would be well, able no, to go Well, no, because
it looks like the knuckle is, like, missing this knuckle, maybe? I don't know. I feel I like know. She might be a double-jointed mermaid.
That's something.
Yeah. I don't know that that one's going to make the
cut. We've been having way too much fun with this program. We also got some really nice photos, but for the most part,
yeah,
they're a little wild.
Yeah. Oh, look at that mermaid hand. And is that like a giant crawfish?
Well, I thought it was going to be a koi, but there's no water.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. And it's got weird, like, yeah, what is that?
I don't know.
And that hand looks so awkward. Like, I don't even think that's like a position you can make. But then it looks like the thumb's like
missing,
sticking out farther than the fingers. Guys.
Yeah. I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's what we got.
People AI is hard.
Yeah. It's not ready yet. But you know what you can make it do? You can make it do videos of people. And they will literally give a review of your coffee.
Yeah, that was a little creepy.
Some of them were horrifying, but then there's like one or two where you're like, okay, I could be watching a video and believe that this is real.
And the main reason that we started using this program is to take long videos and have it pull out shorts from it for like Facebook Reels and stuff.
Right.
It does a pretty good job of that. Some of the like titles are hilarious,
yes,
but it's done a pretty good job of that, and it does do some okay images, not great images, but some okay images.
Yeah,
we just wanted to show you some of the fun that we've been having, and we hope you enjoyed it.
It's been an interesting process, to say the very least.
Yeah,
it's
it is crazy how carried away you can get.
Well, and just like Britton came in my office and she's like, you gotta see this. And she showed me the shark plate picture, and we must have laughed for like 5 minutes straight.
I just couldn't believe it came up with four pictures, and three of them were like completely normal, and then that one. Because we're like, it didn't put a shark at all, and then we noticed the shark and just died.
I just love to know some of the inner workings of AI. Like, what are you actually thinking? Like, clearly you're not thinking, but what is happening here?
Yeah.
You know, what are you pulling from on the web that is making this crazy stuff?
Well, I think the problem too is now that we've done all this, we are teaching it.
Yeah.
What's right? You're kind of telling it the things that you're looking for and the things that you want. And now it's going to think that, you know, people are looking for coffee with a shark and coffee with a kangaroo. And
for sure. But, you know, I will say, like, because I use Google Gemini a lot, and I think it kind of knows my voice now. And so it always, like, I was writing some social posts for one of our stores, and now it will put, like, that store in a lot of my posts. And I'm like, oh, I'm not doing that store now. I'm doing this, you know?
Yeah.
So then it kind of has to, and I don't know how you can unlearn some things, too, or, you know, I think you just have to give it more detail. And I usually give it very little detail and then see what it gives me. And if I don't like it, then I'll give it more detail.
I do that sometimes too. Or in like ChatGPT, you can build in a brand voice and name spellings and stuff. Yeah. So I've built that, a little bit of that. And then I go tweak it. I think one of the things I use it for the most is when you're writing content for websites, it needs to be written at a sixth to seventh grade level.
Really?
And most of our content is written at 12th, or they call it 13th, even though it's not grade level, which kind of makes sense because we all, you know, went to school and we're educated. And we've taken English for a long time.
Yeah.
And so I use it to take what we wrote and change it to a 6th and 7th grade level.
That's so interesting.
And it's sometimes just a couple words or sentence structure or, you know, something like that, that will bring it down to that level. Like, we just use too fancy of a word. It can be that simple.
Dumb it down, I guess.
Yeah. But most people read at a 6th to 7th grade level. So that's what it needs to be written at to be SEO compliant or whatever.
That's fair.
You know?
Well, and if that helps us do it, because, you know, I mean, I have my youngest child's an eighth grader. I don't remember what a sixth or seventh grade level even looks like.
Right. You know? Yeah. It's so hard to even think about that. Yeah. But you can tell, you know, chat, be, put your thing in and be like, rewrite this at a sixth grade reading level.
Yeah. That's interesting. I'll have to do that.
Because I don't remember.
Yeah.
What that looks like either. That was a long time ago.
And don't ask me to do any math of any type because I don't remember any of that either.
Yeah. I mean, it is a useful tool. You just obviously have to check it or you end up with craziness. Yeah.
And I've seen a couple articles out in the universe where I'm like, did you mean to say that? Because I don't think that's
did you
real.
Read this at all?
Yeah. And you do have to fact check stuff and make sure. I had told it to make me a video about when we went to Costa Rica. And it made up a man that owns the farm. And I'm like, okay, I've been there twice and I've never heard of this man. And there's nothing about this man on...
It made up a whole story.
Yeah. Like a whole like origin story of this guy. And I was like... I don't know. I don't think this is true.
Yeah. Crazy.
And then the farm, it did like pictures of the people, but it was like people from like the Asian countries and rather than the people that actually.
From Costa Rica.
Yeah. Or Costa Rican
so like
people.
A different ethnicity in the wrong country.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And I was like, well, that's not accurate.
You've been there.
Yeah. I've been there. So it was just like, okay, well, this isn't real, you know?
Yeah.
So we try to, you know, take that into consideration when we play with it. Like sometimes it's just not going
to
work.
Or ends up being more work to try to correct it than just doing it.
But like you said, the reason we got it was to take these long videos, cut them down into bite-sized pieces, which we don't have time to do. And then, you know, of course we look at the videos and we're like, yes, and it'll make videos.
The videos usually need editing.
Yeah.
So, but it's way easier to edit a 30-second video than an hour long video.
Yeah, for sure. So it's been super helpful and very, very enlightening.
But you guys can go play with stuff like this. I mean, in ChatGPT, there's a bunch of different tools. There's image generators. There's all sorts of things that you guys can play with. And it's fun to try it.
Yeah. And I use it, you know, personally, I like clothing descriptions when I'm selling stuff online. And I ask for like SEO hashtags when I do it too. Yeah. So then it helps my product sell faster. So it's interesting.
Oh, yeah. The coffee of the month boxes are coming.
Yeah. What is today? Today is the 14th.
I think they started shipping out yesterday.
Okay.
Because Vicky was back from vacation.
Yeah.
I know we got the 12 ounce this morning.
Nice.
So, yeah, they're on their way.
Will we
it
do
was
the tasting next
summer,
week?
Summer camp.
Yes, we would.
Yeah, I think we do the tasting next week.
Yeah.
So summer camp was the theme. We guys hope you like it. It's a little bit of a different box.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
But the flavors were all really good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just got to give them a chance.
Yeah.
And then birthday month is still going on. So this week we're doubling 7 random orders each day. Mm-hmm. And we kind of stage them out through the day. So it's like I try to pick, you know, 2 in the morning, 2 in the afternoon-ish, 3 in the afternoon-ish, and then like 2 that come in overnight. So we really do try to, you know, do it
stagger
all
around.
Day.
Yeah.
Our first day was over $600 of retail value and doubled orders.
Yeah. And I think yesterday was about the same.
Probably.
You know? So I know some of them, I'm like, Britton, did you mean to give that much away? Because that's pretty generous. Hey. But she's generous.
He said, you know, anything over $50 qualifies.
Yeah. And so it's random.
I try to pick some random ones to order at midnight. I mean, I came in to quite a few orders overnight. And I try not to, I don't really look at names or anything. There's just like an amount column. And I just pick something.
Yeah. It has to be over $50.
Yep.
You know, and then bada bing, bada boom, your order's doubled.
Yeah. So pretty cool. And then next week we'll have something else fun coming your way.
Mm-hmm. You know what it is, or are we not telling it yet?
I mean, it's going to be like kind of like mystery mugs.
Okay.
In a way. I think if you spend $25, you can add a
mug for
$10 mug and they'll be filled with, don't know, all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
I know some of it's going to be coffee that you can't get at all.
Yeah.
We usually throw some gift cards, some t-shirts.
Yeah.
It probably won't fit in the actual mug, but there will be all sorts of freebies with those.
What's crazy is that, okay, so this is the 3rd week of August and now we're going on the 4th, right? Next week. And then we have one more thing after that. And then August is over and we're into the freaking fall.
Yeah. My kids go back to school.
right?
August 26th.
Same, right? And then I'm moving my...
2 a.m. Alarm set. All right, Jennifer.
I'm moving my son back into his dorm this afternoon. So it's like, man, you know?
It went so fast.
I know. It was so nice having him home too. But I'll tell you what, my grocery bill is going to go down by like half. I'm not even kidding. Like this kid, I can't believe how much he can eat. Like,
yeah.
And I'm looking forward to that. The college can feed him.
Right.
You're the college's kid now.
School can feed him again.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
He's like, the first day of college last year, he messaged me. He's like, Mom, they've got a chocolate milk machine. I'm like, go at it, babe.
Yeah. That's all you.
A machine that just feeds you chocolate milk. And then they have like an ice cream machine and a waffle maker and stuff. So
I'm sure he loves it.
Yeah, I know he doesn't always love the food, but, you know.
Never ate in the cafeteria in college.
So
I had a meal plan.
Their college, though, is in the middle of nowhere. There's literally nowhere to eat unless you drive 20 miles away.
We had kitchens in our dorms, like full kitchens. Yeah. So in freshman year, they forced you to get a meal plan. So I got the lowest meal plan.
Yeah.
And then I would just go to Walmart and get groceries.
Yeah. He doesn't have – he can't have any, like, cooking apparatuses at all. But then this year he has just one roommate instead of two. And then they have a suite mate, kind of like you had a suite mate.
Yeah.
And we're just hoping that his roommate, he knows this kid because they're on the baseball team together. But like his roommate last year who didn't shower or do laundry the entire
that's
year.
Gross.
We're hoping for a better situation.
Yeah. No, we had full size fridges, oven, stove,
that's
microwave,
nice.
Everything. Yeah. I don't think we had a dishwasher. I think we actually might have had a dishwasher.
That's really nice.
They were really nice dorms.
But SPSU was rated like the number one college for dorms, I think.
Yeah.
Like they still are like rated
probably
really good for dorms.
The building I was in was newer and they were really nice. There was a building that they called like the zoo and it was just because it was like in this fenced in area, but there were six people in those ones.
Okay.
But they also like it would be two people in each room. And then they had like a big living room and a full size kitchen, table, everything.
Okay.
So I was in one where I only had one other roommate.
Okay. That's
and then
nice.
We had our own bathroom and everything.
Yeah. That's really nice.
It was really nice.
I keep asking my son, I'm like, well, you got your own bathroom this year. So are you going to clean it? He's like, I'm sure we will. I'm like, well, you don't clean your bathroom at home. So
yeah. I don't know.
Hope this goes well for you, my son.
And I just want to mention quick the gold bronze champagne mug. We only have 12 left. I just
went counted. Count them. Okay.
Yep. We only have 12 of those left. And then when they're gone forever. They're not like a bright gold color.
Let me see if we had any in here. It's kind of like a muted gold.
Yeah. We called it bronze. We ordered gold.
Yeah.
And when they got here, we called them bronze champagne. We tried to put some lifestyle pictures online to give you a more accurate color. They're not gold and they're not exactly champagne. They're not exactly bronze.
Yeah.
So just.
It's all of the above.
Yeah. The color was tough to pin down,
in
case you're wondering. But yeah, there's only 12 left. I really like that color.
Yeah,
I might have
too.
To grab one for myself out of those 12.
I'm really liking the navy and the pink mugs right now. Those are my favorite.
Yeah, the navy is really cute.
Mm-hmm.
I just know it's going to be gone forever and then I'm not going to be able to get it.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah.
But we hope that you guys had some fun with our AI experiments. And enjoy birthday month.
Yeah. And if you experiment with your own AI, please let us know.
Yeah.
We'd love
share
to
pictures.
See them.
We'd love to see what you guys
put them
come
on our
up
VIP
with.
Page. Show us what you came up with.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, you love your Navy. I like the Navy
me
one
too.
Too.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. Have a wonderful week. We need to get back to work as usual.
Yeah. All right. Have a good rest of your day.
All right. Bye.